From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
With Game 3 of the World Series shifting to St. Louis and National League rules, the Boston Red Sox have decided to start David Ortiz at first base. Ortiz has been phenomenal in the first two games, hitting 4-for-6 with 2 home runs and 5 RBIs. Game 3 is tonight. Jake Peavy for the Red Sox, Joe Kelly for St. Louis. The Milwaukee Bucks' final preseason game at the Bradley Center was more of a slip and slide than a basketball game. Referees were forced to cancel the game in the first quarter last night after players were losing traction on the new floor. Bucks Executive Vice President of Business Operations John Steinmiller says they will investigate and correct the issue immediately. He adds the old floor is still available and if the league permits, would fall back on that. Milwaukee opens the regular season on the road Wednesday night against the New York Knicks. Milwaukee Brewer outfielder Carlos Gomez is one of 3 National League Gold Glove finalists. The 27-year-old center fielder had quite a season, hitting .284 with 24 home runs and 73 RBIs and also stealing a number of home runs from opposition players. The other 3 finalists include Pittsburgh's Andrew McCutchen and Washington's Denard Span. Winners will be announced on Tuesday night. A banged-up Packer team got some good health news yesterday. Linebacker Nick Perry returned to practice and could be ready to go for Sunday night's game against the Vikings. College football last night, BYU beat Boise State 37-20. The Badgers are off today, but the Pointers play. They're on the road at UW La Crosse. Also on the prep schedule, the girls' state team tennis tournament down in Madison. Wausau Newman taking on University School this morning. Also on the prep schedule from last night, in a football playoff action, it was Appleton North beating Stevens Point 14-7. Bayport topped DC Everest 41-22. Green Bay Preble edged Wausau West 13-12. Ashwaubenon over Merrill 21-14. Menominee topped Marshfield 7-3. Wapaka beat Antigo 34-23. West Appear over Mosinee 24-6. Stratford knocked off Marathon 35-6. It was Algoma over Auburndale 22-15. Athens beat Eau Claire Regis 34-10. Edgar knocked off Colfax 31-6. Webster got a 22-20 overtime win over Rochelle. Owen Withey knocked off Wausau Newman 28-16. Seymour over Medford 45-14. Nakusa rolled over Montello 59-6. Amherst knocked off Colby 42-10. Iola Scandinavia over Crandon 49-12. Greenwood Granton beat Clear Lake 24-12. Pittsville over Bangor 43-12. At Loyal got a 23-6 win over Hillsboro. And Almond Bancroft a win over Cambria Friesland 42-6. The schedule today, besides the girls' tennis, includes football, Port Edwards at Lake County Lutheran. Boys' soccer sectional action, Barron will take on Stevens Point Pacelli and New Richmond at Marshfield. In volleyball regional action, Merrill plays at Marshfield. Eau Claire North is at Stevens Point. DC Everest at Wausau East. Wittenberg Burnhamwood at Tomahawk. Auburndale at Athens. Stanley Boyd at Marathon. Owen Withey at Wausau Newman. Pittsville at Greenwood. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.